602. Time to visit RC Country Hobbies. There you go. It's a Monday. You got to go visit them, really. Toys,
yeah.
Not just for big boys, but for everyone in the entire family. They're right there on Folsom Boulevard. So go check them out. Dave, Katie, and Nate, the drive. Welcome, and we're so happy that you join us on a Monday. And, boy, do we have a lot of stuff to get to today. Everyone is in studio today.
Hi.
And then
tomorrow, too.
And tomorrow. And then that's it. And then we will not be whole for the rest of the year.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I mean, I'll be back.
I won't.
Oh, you won't.
And then Nate won't.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you going,
well,
Nate?
Well, you are too, right?
That's what I'm saying. I won't. Oh. I won't.
So I'm going to be working and neither one of you two will?
I think you're by yourself.
You're going to be doing.
Yeah. We have no idea how that's going to work.
Hi, Matt. You'll be here, right?
You got me.
Oh.
Hey. Did everybody look at Matt today?
Yeah, he's got a Snoopy. I just saw his shirt.
Look at his haircut and everything and all that.
Like, I got groomed.
That's a big boy.
You did, because you were getting a little shaggy on Friday to the point where we were trying to figure out like who you were starting to look like, and the consensus was a grown-up Linus from Peanuts. Not in a bad way. I mean, come on.
Is there a good way of that?
Yeah, Linus is cool, man.
Carry around a blanket and preach the gospel?
Nobody has ever said Linus is cool, man.
I always like Schroeder's the cool one, let's be honest.
Yeah.
But Linus is a good, he's like one of the heroes. He's not, you know, it's not like we say he looked like Pigpen or anything. Yeah. It's Linus.
Linus.
And now he's all Disney, Matt, and just
adorable.
Short, adorable. He is. Now, true or false, was this going to happen anyways, or is this partially because we're doing Christmas cards today?
It's Christmas photo
day. Okay, attaboy. Attaboy. Katie and I will be in matching King's sweaters.
We planned it that way.
No, didn't happen that way.
I actually thought, because I have like a really ugly Christmas sweater that I, you know, got for, you know, parties.
Yeah.
And I thought about wearing it today.
For parties.
You know, like you have to have an ugly Christmas sweater.
You're
because
single,
there's,
you say?
There's always. Because there's always a party, you know?
Yes.
There's always an ugly Christmas sweater party or two that you're invited to. So I have one, but I was like, you know, we're a sports show. I'll wear my King's, you know, Christmas sweater. And I thought about the fact that you probably would do the same
thing. Oh, yeah. It's the same one. Mine's
part of the team, though, guys.
Right? Mine's a cardigan.
You're going to look silly not wearing yours, Nate.
Something like that. I'll look something.
But you did bring one, too?
Yeah.
All right.
It's a vest. I'm going to go shirtless underneath it.
Mine's. Damn now, right. Is it a vest or a cardigan? Like. You know what I'm saying? Like the buttons and the front.
Yeah.
Okay. Isn't that a cardigan?
I don't know.
I'm always wrong about this stuff. That's why I'm asking.
But it's sleeveless, so it's a vest, regardless of if it's a cardigan or not.
It's a button-up sweater vest.
Oh, my God. Please go shirtless underneath it.
What do you think,
oh,
dude?
That's
awesome. I almost just dropped the F-bomb.
So did I. I had the ready to go. Okay. So then we're here today and tomorrow. Then Katie is off. She is, what is it called when the president has people that goes and scouts future cities? It's a something team. No, I know. I'm throwing it out there. I can't think of it either.
I don't know what you're
Not a scout team. An advanced team. You're going to be advancing the city of Houston for us.
Yes.
Ahead of our visit in about a month.
Oh,
yeah.
So we're going to be there all freaking week. For Super Bowl, you're going to Houston, Memphis, Dallas.
Mm-hmm. You have one job.
One job.
Find a cash-only bar. That's all I ask of you while you're there.
I've got a place for you, Nate.
Perfect.
What is the virtual?
I have a place that you have to go to because our crew, our TV crew, our kind of guys in the truck, they do baseball as well. So they have like a spot in each city that is like their spot. This place in Houston. Like, as soon as I found out that we were going there for the Super Bowl, I was like, I got to take Nate to Sonny's. You're going to love it.
Perfect.
What's the virtue of a cash-only bar? I don't get it.
Well, usually it just means that it's divey.
Okay. Yeah. But that's like, to make sure I'm correct, that's a bar that you can only use cash at, not an ATM.
That's what cash-only means.
Wouldn't that be inconvenient?
I think it's a lot easier for the bartenders. I mean, I've wondered why. I mean, there's always an ATM there, and there's like a $4 fee.
For the bartenders. I think it's easier for the bartenders to just swipe a card.
Well, you were a bartender.
Yeah.
She's got
us
there.
Having to hand out cash for everybody.
Tips a little bit more too.
Good point, right there.
But I don't know.
There's other things that encourage tips, too.
Oh, you know, hey, now. Uh-huh. Although although you would argue that it's actually psychologically easier. I read a whole big study on this once.
I bet you did.
That it's actually psychologically easier to write in a tip than it is to hand over cash because of visualization. Yeah. One of the reasons Uber is so successful is that it's more of a psychological shock to hand a cabbie $24 than it is to have it automatically debited off your card and you never see it ever. So, I don't know where the hell that came from. It's Monday.
What is this thing on your finger, Christensen?
That is a great point. You have a giant rock on your finger.
Yeah, I do.
Did you get engaged or something? Who did we get married to?
None of your business.
Wow.
No. So you guys know that there's a jewelry company that I have partnered with.
Yes.
And they created a line, a custom line of the Katie Christensen collection.
Yes.
And
I've been shopping the catalog for Christmas.
Nice.
Oh. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll tweet out the information for guys who may be wanting to find something pretty for the ladies.
So is that one of those hands off? You know what I'm saying? Like girls do that.
Yeah, it is. I do. It just happens.
They'll put the ring on their wedding finger, right, as their way. It's like, okay, listen, if I'm interested, I'll let you know.
Yeah.
But you know, the sign says stop.
But it doesn't work like that.
It's the Meghan Trainor ring. But the answer is no.
No.
Yeah. I mean, because that's a hell of a ring. Don't wear that.
It just so happens that
terrifying.
This is the only finger this ring fit on. Let me see
if it'll fit on any of mine.
Okay.
By the way,
one of those things might fall out.
Do not wear this around my wife, please.
You just got her a very lovely.
I did, but I don't need it. Will not fit around my pinky there, tiny fingers.
Yeah.
Wow, we should take
it's a little big actually, but yeah. So anyway, we have pictures today, so I figured I'd put it on for our lovely Christmas.
So are you going to make sure when you're taking the picture that you're going to position your hand at some point
it's
gonna
be like this?
Wow, hey.
Are your friends paying for this advertising space or?
I mean, she hasn't even said the whole. I mean, she had, all she said was, I don't even think she said the name, did she?
No,
you didn't get a full ad there.
But apparently, my face is on bus stops all over the city.
From the 916, you can text us, of course, at 44 1140. Highlight of the weekend. Watching the Niner game. I left my apartment for a second. I see the lovely Katie Christensen. Pushing boxes. Is nice. That a euphemism? Or pushing boxes, helping someone move a couple apartments over.
Yeah.
Was too nervous to speak. Ha.
Good call.
He probably saw that ring.
Yeah, I was wearing
or
it.
Or she.
No, that's actually, it's true, because my roommate is moving out, and so I was helping her.
That's roommate.
Yesterday.
Soon to be.
I mean, yeah, but I feel like, you know.
You guys are exes. Will the relationship continue afterwards as friends?
Yeah.
Or is it,
so, funny story about this. She had a Eastern King bed delivered to her new apartment, like, a week or two ago.
Much better than Western.
And the Eastern Kings, Cal Kings, they're, like, more square. You know, so
get to the funny.
The
part,
delivery people couldn't get it up the stairs in her house, right? So it's just been sitting on her floor in the living room, and so a friend of ours, Nico, and me were like, okay, how are we gonna do this? And we tried every which way to shove that thing up the stairs. We took the railing off and everything, and finally, I was like, okay, let's get some tie downs. We got tie downs and bent the bed in half so that we could shove it up the stairwell.
Wow.
She
moved to an upstairs apartment?
It's got
it's
two-level place. Like, the bedrooms are upstairs.
Okay.
And so, but they're all, like, duplex. You know, like, it's an apartment complex where they're all, you know, you share walls, obviously. It's not like a townhouse or whatever. And we finish, and afterwards, we're like, it was awful. But at one point, apparently, during this, as I'm shoving the bed up the stairs from the bottom, I'm like, oh, my God, I feel like I'm giving birth.
Wow. Hey. How would you know?
And then we realize, it's what I imagine.
I got you.
But we realize, like, the noises and the things that we were, like, saying and the noises we were making to try and, like, just muscle this bed up the stairs. It's like, oh, I wonder if her neighbors just really think she's some kind of a kinky. Like,
well, that's the old Adam Sandler skit, working out or sex.
Working out or having sex.
That's a phenomenal workout. We got a huge show for you. Lincoln Kennedy at 7:35. Sean Salisbury at 8:35. And we'll be breaking down all things from the weekend, including the 49ers, as Nate said, snatching defeat from the jaws of victory. But big news, there is a new Star Wars movie coming out this week, and as we promoted all weekend long, Rogue One premieres on Friday, but because we are your friend, we have secured, well, really what I like to call the scientific term, an assload of tickets to go see Rogue One 2 days early, Wednesday, and then you have 48 hours just to be, speaking of, a total ass to your friends and say, I've already seen it twice. These are not those normal movie premieres from radio stations where they oversell it by 10 times and you better get there early. These are guaranteed seats, Arden Fair. So throughout the day, we have so many tickets. We're giving away a pair of tickets every single break starting next break. So when you hear this sounder right here, you heard Luke Skywalker say a red five standing by from Star Wars. And here's where it's great that our boss, along with me, we're complete and total Star Wars nerds. Yeah. That's Luke Skywalker's call sign from when he took out the Death Star in Star Wars. Be the fifth caller, because he's red five, standing by. Fifth caller at 339-1140. Not yet, but starting next break. And sometimes we're going to notice that we're gonna say that happened, the sounder will acknowledge it. Sometimes we won't. Sometimes the sounder's just going to play in the middle of nothing. Oh. And then if you're the fifth caller, you get the tickets. So have fun all day long, and we're going to try to get each and every one of you into Rogue One this Wednesday.
All of you.
All of you. Every single one of you. You too, Mom. You too, Cousin Bill. All of you listening right now getting into Rogue One. Morning Brew is next. Obviously, we got some Kings in there. A little bit of an upset maybe in the Sunday Night Football. And, hey, there's actually great news. Not one, but two pieces of great news in 49er land, and I don't think we've been able to say that all day long. Matt George behind the glass. Yep, he's wearing the Snoopy sweater. That's why you hear the Peanuts theme. Nate Goodyear, Katie Christensen, and myself will return shortly with Morning Brew. Don't go away. No flipping. It's a drive. Sports 1140 KHDK. Certainly didn't seem that way early on, G-Man, as the Sacramento Kings started out 11-0 on the Jazz. And gee golly, didn't it look like they might get one of those surprise road wins, and they did not.
I'm sure it's happened before, but I doubt it's happened very much. I've never seen a team personally have 36 points off of turnovers and lose by 20. That was weird. I mean, the Jazz don't turn the ball over, and they coughed it up. The first 11 points were all off of turnovers. And then the Kings go on 11-0 run to open, and then the Jazz go on a 13-1 run. And then for three quarters, it was close.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, finding new ways to lose, Nate.
That's it. I mean, it could be worse, guys. This team could not be interesting. I mean, at least they're finding new and unique ways to not even rip our hearts out anymore, just kind of like, it's more just like they're kind of kicking the dog, and not even hard. They're just kind of like looking at you and being like, huh?
And the dog's like, I want to, like, that's a can great you stop analogy. That? Like, the dog has been so beaten over the years that doesn't even arf at you. It's just kind of like, yeah, you're kicking me. I just welcome
like
sweet
analogy.
Death. Someone, you know, wears a car to run me over. I think that's kind of where the Kings fan base is right now. Let's move on. God, I'm depressed now. Jeez.
Man, Powell just brutalized them. He's just thick and solid, and just they couldn't do anything about him. But, man, I was thinking about it. It's like this team, the 49ers, are the complete opposite of the Raiders. The Raiders, if a team has a lead on them in the fourth quarter, you should feel very, very nervous. But if you're a team that's down to the 49ers going into the fourth quarter, you should feel very, very comfortable, because this team just lays an egg in the fourth quarter, man.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about finding creative ways to lose. That's been the Niners' MO this season. And they did a pretty good job of quitting on more than one occasion. Not only did they quit at the end of regulation when they decided to just run out the clock and play for overtime at home, but then on that final run by Powell, they just is kind of like, well, they didn't get the field goal anyway. I mean, screw it.
I will be really honest. You guys asked me, I'd say, so how much football did you watch? I said all of it.
Except for that, I
left the game at 17-0. I left the Niners game at 17-0. Started focusing on other stuff. I was on the phone with our boss last night at 10:30 at night, talking about how, look at the Niners. I didn't know I had no idea.
You should know better.
I just assumed they won.
You should know better.
I was so happy. It was like the happiest sports news I'd heard all day long. Boy, and there's fallout from this, too, and we'll get into that in a couple segments. There's some fallout, and sounds like there finally may be some moves in 49er land
that
Niner fans will be very, very happy about.
And the Cowboys were faced with a big test last night at the Meadowlands, and they fell short 10-7 to the Giants. It was cold in that game, and Dak Prescott was bad. Also, Dez Bryant was bad. The Cowboys were bad.
Cowboys are really, really good unless they play the Giants. They play the Giants or the Browns. Oh, they have yet to win all year in two tries. Funny thing is, you wouldn't think this stat was accurate. This is the first time both the Jets and Giants have won on the same weekend since 1958.
What?
You're kidding.
No, I'm totally kidding. I have no idea when the last time it was.
But I was probably, like, what?
Probably wasn't in a long time. Probably not this year, at least, you would think. Bottom line is.
And the Knicks won. People in New York must be very happy
1947.
Yesterday.
Truman was president the last time the Knicks, Jets, and Knicks.
Is that who was president in 47?
Probably not either. Was it Roosevelt? Roosevelt was World War II.
The drive where you come to get all your accurate information.
Who took over? I think Roosevelt died by then, actually. And then it was whoever the hell. Either way.
Oh, no.
You asked.
Dave.
Either way, gee golly, the Giants.
Truman was the president.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Off the top of my head, y'all. Cowboys cannot beat the Giants. So now all they got to do is hope they don't face them in the playoffs. My goodness. What a weekend, though. What a weekend in football.
That game, and I know we're going to get into it later, I have a feeling our opinions differ greatly. I was so bored by that game. But this is one where Dave's going to be like, it was great football, defense, throwback,
flashy scoring and dancing and stuff.
I just would like for a star wide receiver to not be dropping passes.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just for both teams. I think that would be applicable.
Well, Odell Beckham Jr.
Odell?
Yeah.
Had
the big play there, which is great. And Dez Bryant did not catch it. I mean,
I don't get it. Like, it seems like low-hanging fruit to go after Terrell Pryor. And this is a couple weeks in a row.
2 weeks in a row.
You got a wide receiver.
Was it Janoris Jenkins? Who was it last week?
It was Janoris Jenkins. I don't know, man. I don't get it. Like, yeah, the Browns stink.
They do.
He doesn't have anyone throwing to him.
No. And he's pissing somebody off in some weird way. Although, last week, Janoris Jenkins is one thing. You can put that aside. But when you have one of the pillars of the NFL community in Pac-Man Jones, who is just really honestly an example to all children.
It's time to take stock.
It's time. You need to take a long look in the mirror. Fifth caller, 339-1140, 1-800-920-1140. You heard the sound. Or you want to go see Rogue One 2 days early? Make it happen. And we'll have another giveaway. Guess what? In the next segment. We'll be doing that next. Yes, that's right. In addition, let's talk Jazz, Knicks, Kings, all things great and small right here on The Drive. Man, look at those phone lines light up. You Star Wars nerds, I love you. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Sports 1140 KHDK. It's a Rogue One Monday. Welcome in. Also, want to remind you, too, it's not just a Rogue One Monday. It's an RC Country Monday, RC Country Hobbies, Folsom Boulevard, right here at 634. Not just toys for big boys and girls. It's for everyone in the whole family all day long, giving away Rogue One premiere tickets, a pair for each. You just listen for the sounder, be the fifth caller, and you win, and you get to go see it on Wednesday with me and everybody else. It's going to be fun and exciting. I'll be tired Thursday. I don't care.
You are going
damn right I'm going to that.
Okay.
The Jazz beat the Kings 104-84 the day after the Knicks beat the Kings in Sacramento 103-100. Knicks get the season sweep. They are now 13-10. They beat Los
Super
Angeles.
Team.
Last night, hey man, and L.A. will face the Kings tonight. And
I was just going to
turn it over to you.
Doing your thing. You go.
No,
you go.
I just if the Kings, and I said this before the last Laker game, and I'll say it again this Laker game, if the Kings lose tonight, all hell is going to break loose. Mm-hmm. It's just flat going to break loose with this team.
Seems like it's right there. And did they really have any chance of winning Saturday night after the way they duffed that one on Friday?
Well, they were outscored 29-14 in the first quarter after starting out up 11-0. And then they just completely and totally gave up as they were outscored 26-8 in the fourth.
Season low. Friday was just such a devastating way to lose. And, to come back from that on a back-to-back, I mean, gosh. On Friday night, when DeMarcus Cousins missed the layup, I fell out laughing.
Talking about the left-handed layup, yep, right there.
Right
easy.
There.
Yep, you're
right. I couldn't stop laughing because, of course, that's like the easiest shot he's going to get all night, and that's just what happens to this team and us as fans.
Then he had the Gordon Hayward Butler shot right at the very end to tie it and send it to OT.
I mean, that's just that,
right there.
That whole sequence, and then fouling Joakim Noah, and he makes both friggin' free throws.
Hey, and Carmelo misses his first two.
That's so typical.
Oh, Katie, would you like to?
Isn't it?
Whoa.
Oh, hi now.
Would you like to know why all hell is going to break loose?
Yeah, because it's the Lakers.
8-16.
It's part of it. It's part of it. And they're 8 and they'd be 8-16. And they go back on the road. But then here's the thing I think a lot of people don't really pay attention to, but you really should pay attention to. Season ticket renewals went out last week.
Uh-oh.
And if you follow the bouncing ball in situations like that, so you obviously had a massive, massive season ticket sales last year because you had this brand new arena thing going on, right? Well, now you have season ticket renewals going out this year. And the way teams work, in part, is they run their margins based on projections of season tickets. It's never a good thing when business ops and basketball ops mix, but if the numbers aren't going to come in like they think they're going to come in, and part of the reason that may or may not happen is due to performance of the team, future prospects, excitement for next year. When people are renewing, they're thinking, what's going on next year? That type of thing. If they don't come back where they want them to come back, that's when things get a little wacky-dacky, okay? That's where things get a little weird, and that's something to keep an eye on.
Are you implying that this game tonight has implications in terms of are you saying like
money? Yes.
No. The money thing. What's the best way to put this? Basically saying that, with where the Kings are right now, a loss tonight would mean that the business side would start applying pressure to the basketball side to make changes.
I'm saying I can imagine a scenario, and it's never specific to any team, but I can just imagine a scenario with any professional franchise, especially a professional franchise that just spends $700 billion or whatever the number is.
$700 billion.
Maybe an exaggeration. Maybe an exaggeration on a brand new arena, and the business side is absolutely pulling their weight, but the basketball side isn't. When that starts to reflect on the and this isn't Kings specific. This isn't a Kangs thing. Mm-hmm. This is any team in professional sports in this situation. And I just think people should be aware of that connection. You lose to the Lakers, which consumer confidence is already not high. That drops it through the bottom.
Yeah.
You start thinking about future prospects. And then when those renewal – now, granted, the due dates aren't for a while, but when those renewals start, the numbers, the early numbers,
that's how they really
dates?
Make money during the season. I mean, you get those gate things, but I remember when the McCourts went through their divorce with the Dodgers, and all that stuff was public, and it was a wreck because what they found out is, teams, they project all this stuff out, and they know the money's coming in, so a lot of them are operating in the red until those season ticket renewals come back.
Yes.
And the McCourts were just taking that money. Like, they were counting so heavily on season ticket renewals because that money was going in their pockets.
Yep. That's interesting. And when that happens,
when is the due date? Is it after or before the trade deadline?
I don't want to misspeak because I don't know. I don't know if it differentiates. I don't know. I don't know the due date, so I don't want to.
No, because
I don't
you're not a season ticket holder.
I don't want to misspeak
up
to that.
It's not going to be getting any better if they, drop tonight. They've lost three in a row. Like, do you see something happening in the near future that would make someone rethink it?
I think something's going to happen in the near future no matter what. I think a move's coming. I really do. I haven't said that all year long. I think a move's coming. December 15th is when you can start trading those summer contracts, and I think it's going to happen.
When's the last time that actually happened?
What?
I'm trying to think. I'm trying to think of the last time that there was moves in December. The last moves in December I saw with this team was when Rudy Gay and Quincy Acey came here from Toronto,
that was
and they
a year
sent,
ago
they
or
sent
a couple
P.
Years
Pat,
ago.
And who else was in that trade?
Patterson, Carl Landry.
Carl Landry was in that trade.
There was someone
I feel
else
like there
in
was
there
one
too.
Other
there
person.
Was.
Grievous Vasquez.
Because they also got, what was
yeah,
it?
Yeah, Grievous.
Aaron, who was the other guy? Gray?
Aaron Gray. Yeah.
He was big body.
Yeah, he was.
Super nice guy, too.
I don't think they're going to wait till the trade. I think something's going to, they're going to sniff around, and if no other reason, new blood just for new blood. It's going to happen. They're making a move.
What is that Edgar Allan Poe poem where the guy,
the Raven?
Is it the one where he keeps hearing the heartbeat?
Telltale Heart.
Telltale Heart.
There, okay.
Attaboy, Matt.
Thank you, Matt.
English major.
That's why I feel like the Kings are constantly like that, or Marissa Tomei and My Cousin Vinny. It's like their clock is just louder than everybody else's.
Whoa!
I just made our engineer wake up.
Yeah. I know. He just almost everything on his side of the table.
But there's a lot of stuff looming for these guys. Yeah, again, we mentioned season ticket holders, but then here's the other thing: you've got DeMarcus Cousins' contract situation. Mm. Are they going to trade him and blow it up? A lot of people are screaming for that. The other side of that coin is you don't know what's being offered. And you understand, I'm saying fan that wants DeMarcus gone, you understand that every other GM knows this stuff too. This isn't exclusive to KHDK. So it's not like the Kings are dealing from a position of strength. So are you going to try to build around him again? Does he want to do that? Will he pull a Durant and leave for nothing? Is he going to stay? And if that's the case, you just don't know.
And one of my things that I'm very curious about, given the dynamics of this team now, obviously, I think Dave Yeager is here for a while, obviously.
I agree with you.
You've got a situation where you had three coaches in 2 years. You have a new front office. You cannot continue to change for multiple reasons. It's about attracting free agents. And it's like, okay, say in 2 years, you know, you part ways with Dave Yeager. How are you going to get coaches to want to come here with the amount of turnover? So I think Dave Yeager is here for a while.
I agree.
So how much input does he have during this time and the process as we're heading into, you know, December 15th when moves can start to be made, the trade deadline in February? How much input does he have with the front office in terms of what this roster is going to look like?
You would think he would. You would think, and that's the thing, GM before coach. Now you have a GM and a coach. I'll be honest with you. There's three people in this organization that I'm confident will be here in 2 years. It's Vivek, obviously, he owns the team, Chris Granger, and Dave Yeager. That is it. Those are the only three, if you were asking me, that those are your odds-on Vegas favorites. Nobody else with this roster or this front office or business, it doesn't matter. Those are the only three that you really have that are safe, and I hope to God, I can't imagine they do anything with Yeager anytime soon. He's just getting his feet wet here and trying to figure out what the hell this roster is. We'll get to more of that in a bit, but it is a very, very busy show. Lincoln Kennedy at 7:30, Sean Salisbury at 8:05, and every segment, Rogue One premiere tickets to give away. Just listen for the sounder. Football weekend, the Niners in the news, not just for the results of their game, but the fallout from that. We have some very interesting reports on the future of the 49ers front office. We'll tell you next on The Drive, Sports 1140 KHDK. All right, guys, we're really doing it this time. KHDK Sleep Train Toy Drive this Friday, 6 a.m. Malton Mash, K Street, across from the Golden One Center. The Drive, most of us, and the Lowdown will be broadcasting live from Malton Mash.
She not going to be there?
She will not.
I think I will be in Memphis Friday.
You will be
where?
In Memphis.
Memphis.
Okay. Saying hi to
That's
Eric.
In Tennessee. Nick.
Yeah.
Eric Hasseltine out there.
Yeah.
Say hi to him. Hey, we're trying to collect donations for foster kids. Bring a new unwrapped toy, and you will receive a Jiffy Lube gift certificate. Plus, you'll have a chance to win Sacramento Kings tickets. For more info, visit khtk.com. Speaking of Jiffy Lube, I want to thank them. They had their annual Christmas party yesterday. The wife and I attended that. Always a blast and always fun.
What did you wear?
I wore a suit. I did, and was overdressed.
Really?
Yeah, I was.
Imagine. A Jiffy Lube Christmas party.
A big hotel here, and they did the Christmas party and all that. And I honestly didn't know what to wear. And just when in doubt, I'd rather over than underdress. Always rather over than underdress.
Yeah.
If I'm gonna err on one side, it's going to be on the over side. And boy, did
That's what I would have guessed with you, too.
Err on the over?
Yeah.
Would you err on the over? You'd err on the under?
Oh, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you threw that out like that's an guess.
No, I mean, that doesn't necessarily seem like you. It'd be like, I'd rather overdress.
You know, I don't want to.
So you wore a suit to the Jiffy Lube deal.
Yeah.
Nice.
And then what was great is then they were thanking people up on stage, and Matt Graham and Jiffy Lube introduced my wife and made her stand up. That was fantastic.
She loved that.
It really was. Oh, she just enjoyed that so much. Much like a Niner fan enjoyed a loss yesterday, and I say that with really very, very little snark. I understand that there are some Niner fans out there that were happy, and I understand that, and that doesn't make you a bad fan. It just makes you a misinformed fan. As they lost 23-17, they fall to 1-12. I did say that was snark. You can have them win. Here's the thing. They're in the driver's seat for the two pick in the draft. That's one thing, guys. Here's what really matters. According to Jason LaCanfora, It would be a surprise if Trent Baalke were retained at the end of the season, and Chip Kelly is also hanging in the balance as well. But wait, there's more.
Oh.
Okonfora writes, several NFL owners believe Jed York's parents, Denise and John, will be taking a more hands-on approach with the team as they determine how to reposition the franchise. Oh. Meaning Jed York may get either reassigned or fired.
Reassigned.
Go to your room.
Oh, Jed, you're grounded.
The crazy thing is that in all of these reports, they already have a name being thrown around for a coach that is going to potentially be joining the staff. Now,
Jim Harbaugh.
No.
Come on, who is it?
Mike Shanahan.
Yeah, yes. That's right. All I got to do is the sound. The Rat could be coming to San Francisco. That's fine. I don't care.
Whatever, man.
Bring it. Whatever.
At least
it's like
he runs an NFL
executive.
Offense.
Yes. Thank you. You literally could bring in Bear Bryant now, and he would do a better job.
But it's not even just. It's like,
dude, you could bring in a man off the street. He did a better job than Chip Kelly last year.
Great point right there. Great point. Katie, it's true. Like, it's horrible.
If we're going to go through a 1-15 season, can we have Jim Tomsula be a part of it? Is that too much to ask? Please.
Mike Shanahan could be either on the coaching staff or in an executive
I'll bet
role.
You he's consulty if that happens. I'll bet you he's Mr. Consulty Pants.
Consulty Pants.
Yeah, I think he's gonna try to be like football Jerry Colangelo.
Can you imagine, like, I mean, in this case, it's not your daddy's business, but, like, you take over your daddy's business and you spend a couple of years doing it, and, like, the first couple of years are pretty good, and then it just gets really bad, and your dad's like, listen, dude, like, I can't let you do this anymore.
Rosif.
I know you, I'm supposed to be retired, but
you were riding high in your 30s, running one of the greatest franchises in sports, most historical the Niners, Montana, Young, Rice, DeBartolo, all that stuff. You were in a Super Bowl. The future was bright. Just fast forward a few years later. Now,
you got a little spittle on your
and, you know, it's almost like if you had gone back to that Colin Kaepernick, Michael Crabtree foiled play and that whole Baltimore situation with the lights went out in that Super Bowl and you took Jed York aside and you said, listen,
this is as good as it's going
to
get.
Like if he made a deal with the devil to get there and then the whole deal was like, you have to run this franchise into the ground as soon as possible. Like you have 3 years to do it. He couldn't have done a better job at running into the ground.
That's true.
Every decision's been horrible, terrible. Horrible.
I would say he probably went to him at halftime of the NFC title game that year against Atlanta. He's like, listen, dude, I'm going to bail you out of this one, all right?
Yeah.
And you're going to get to the Super Bowl, and we'll get you a shot at that. But then you got to run the team into
the
ground.
You don't think he made the deal with the devil when the lights went out? Because that's what I think.
That could have been it.
I think the devil shut the lights.
He kind of got bailed out by Colin Kaepernick in the NFC title game.
True.
Which still, by the way, I think is one of my favorite games he's ever played. People always forget about that one.
No?
He single-handedly carried him through the NFC title game. But
well, you put Kaepernick versus the Packers for 16 games, and he's...
No, against the Falcons, too.
Right. I was saying, but as far as that goes, the Packers in the playoffs, like, those are other moments with Colin Kaepernick where he was better than Tom Brady.
I mean, that's the joke. Dom Capers single-handedly made Colin Kaepernick famous.
Yes, well, he did.
And he still has a job.
Yes, he does.
The crazy thing to me right now, and we can reminisce about the past team, but
please.
The current situation is, it amazes me how much people want to hate Colin Kaepernick when he and Carlos Hyde are like the best thing going on for this team right
for
now.
1-12 team.
I right? know, but that's the thing. It's like you go back and you go back to just a few years ago when they were so good. Colin Kaepernick, and we were talking about it outside before, you know, the show even started, Nate. He is a really, really good player. And people want to hate him right now because of some stuff going on the outside, the periphery, the off-the-field stuff. But he didn't have anybody around him either.
No.
He's a very, very good quarterback when he has support around him.
Yeah, I mean, that's where it all gets sticky. That's exactly what it is number one, it doesn't matter, like, the political stuff, the national. It's always been like this with Colin Kaepernick because, first off, he took Alex Smith's job. All right, and that's always kind of rubbed people the wrong way. And the second part of it is, you said it, he's a unique thing that people haven't seen before. They're so convinced that you have to be a Tom Brady or a Peyton Manning or something like that, that every time that he has a failure because he's not Tom Brady, it's magnified times 10. And I don't get it. I mean, The guy's not an A+. Like, but if you put the right things around him, he can be a B to B+, and he can, yeah, whatever. Well, dude. Why am I defending the guy?
Listen, like, we'll find out next year when he's playing for the Jets. 339-1140.
You keep saying that.
800-920-1140. Four down territory at 7:12. Lincoln Kennedy gets us into our football hour with Sean Salisbury, 7:30 and 8 o'clock, respectively. When we get back, Kings, Lakers tonight. Guys, we're past 20 games in. I asked the question on Friday, give everybody a weekend to think about it. Now let's ask it again. Who are these guys? What is this team? What is our assessment as we lead into tonight's perhaps pending debacle against the LA Lakers? We break, come back. Don't go away on The Drive, Sports 1140 KHDK.